Okay, hello everybody, and welcome to the Health and Wellness Education Call. We do these calls every other Tuesday night to try and help bring more awareness to the general public out there on health and hydration and wellness. My name is Shan Stratton. I am the owner of Core Health Products here in Arizona, where I've been teaching enzyme-based nutrition and really providing nutritional supplementation and nutritional counsel for everyone from professional athletes all the way down to general public, male, female, young, old, for almost 20 years now. Something that I have a great passion about. I enjoy meeting all of you out in the field as we do these lectures and different presentations all across the country. Especially this last year, I've been humbled at the number of requests that we have received to have me and my company Core Health Products come out and really advocate the value and the importance of alkaline water and enzyme-based nutrition and getting back to the real core principles of nature. It's an honor to have you all on the call tonight. I truly do appreciate you taking your time. I know that we have a great call scheduled tonight. You will learn from some of the greatest in the industry. Some of you may have heard me say earlier, we are limited to 250 lines, and it looks like that we're going to blow right through that. So any of your friends or someone that you may have known that wasn't able to get on, we will have this call recorded. It will be up on both our Facebook, as well as we will be sending an email out tomorrow with a link to this call so you can forward it on to any of your friends and family members. I want to share with you, if I could, first and foremost, the mission statement of Core Health Products, folks. Our mission is to enhance and enrich the quality of life for millions of people worldwide, physically, mentally, and financially. And the key word there is quality. In America today, the true quality of life is really being challenged. In fact, we're seeing the quality of life going down. We're seeing fewer and fewer people being able to enjoy that true energy and vitality that was really meant for us to have, and much of that is based upon some false information and in a lot of cases, people just not knowing what routes to take. So that's one of the main reasons why part of our company's mission is to provide the education and the products necessary to change that quality of life. We really live by a philosophy, and it's a philosophy that many of you have heard me state over and over as I've, again, done these out in the field at a lot of different presentations, a lot of different lectures, and that is a simple statement that nutrient utilization is more important than just nutrient consumption. Now, what I mean by that, folks, is in America today, we've been so conditioned to focus primarily on consumption of nutrients rather than how those nutrients are or are not being utilized. That was a phrase that I had taught for 17 years. 3 years ago, with that statement, nutrient utilization is more important than just nutrient consumption, I had the opportunity of being introduced to a water technology that has truly changed my life, changed the life of my family, and been a great help to many of the professional athletes that I've worked with across Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, professional golf, and many others. But really what caught my attention was when someone came and shared with me that they believe that the utilization of the water we are drinking is more important than just drinking water itself. And that fell right in line with the principles that we teach here at Core Health Products, and that is that nutrient utilization is, in fact, more important than nutrient consumption. Now, before we get to more of the details on that water technology and we bring in our special guest, I want to outline a couple of things first and foremost. When we look at the fact that nutrient utilization is more important than just consumption, first thing we have to look at is metabolism. Metabolism is being is really in danger here in America. We are hearing of more and more and more metabolic challenges. the metabolic syndromes. We're seeing more people with the metabolism reducing and people saying my metabolism has dropped. It's not the same it was when I was 20 or 30 or whatever the case may be. Let's define metabolism first and foremost. When you look at the fact that metabolism is defined as the burning or utilization of nutrients by which energy is created. So the very definition of metabolism is increasing the usage of nutrients. That's what we focus on here. That same principle, as you're going to hear, we go into here in a few more minutes, the utilization of proper water, proper pH-balanced water plays a very integral role in metabolism. We're going to talk about that tonight, and you're going to see how balancing your pH and incorporating proper fat-digesting enzymes and protein-digesting enzymes, how they work synergistically together to simply boost the metabolism or boost the ability to burn nutrients for energy. Ironically, two of the most important things for increased utilization of nutrients happen to be enzymes and water. The two very things that we're going to really be talking about tonight, and that really is what our topic is here tonight. It's titled, How to Be Alkaline in an Acidic World. Enzymes and water work hand in hand in assisting in alkalizing the body. At this point, I'm humbled to be able to do this, but to have a great friend of mine on this call tonight is something that I've looked forward to for many months. We've been able to create a good relationship and even speak at many of the same conferences together. This individual, most all of you on the call know, is on the Medical Advisory Board for Enagic USA, a wealth of knowledge. But to give you a little bit more background, this individual graduated from Harvard University. He is a board-certified general and vascular surgeon. A couple of the things that I thought was really respectable, and I just appreciate his service so very much, was that he was also a captain of the United States Army during Vietnam. He was decorated with 3 Bronze Stars for Valor, Army Commendation Medal, Combat Medics Badge. He's worked at Walter Reed Army Facility. He's also been an associate director at in the Department of Surgery at Cambridge Hospital. Folks, any of you that know names, Cambridge Hospital is one of the greatest, most technologically advanced training hospitals in the entire world, and he finished up there as chairman and resident training program director. Ladies and gentlemen, it is truly an honor to bring to the call tonight someone that I am honored to call friend of mine, and that is Dr. Horst Filzer. Dr. Filzer, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
I know it goes without saying, but I and many people, I'm sure we're going to go right past our number of lines here of 250, so there are many more that will listen to this on recording. We thank you so much for your dedication and your efforts in training us how to better sell, share the technology of alkaline water. So thank you so much for being on the call tonight.
My pleasure. I'm very, very pleased that you asked me, Shan, and basically you never have to ask. I consider you a dear friend, and I really appreciate being involved and knowing you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Filzer. I know that we've been able to spend some private time together and been able to even talk about things other than just business and water. We've been able to share stories of our personal lives and our friendship, and I just think the world of you. And so I know everyone else on the call does as well, and they're here to hear and learn. So let's start with the basics, Dr. Filzer. Share with us from your perspective what alkaline ionized water really is and how that differs from the waters that are out there and maybe even why it's so important for us and really changing the landscape of health as we know it today.
Well, let me begin with a very brief vignette about how I got into the whole situation with water, because fundamentally, I'm of German heritage, and we're not very big water drinkers. And making a long story short, I got introduced to Kangen water by a friend of, well, a patient of mine, actually. I had repaired his aortic aneurysm, and I wanted him to stay in town for a while, and he was in Las Vegas. In any case, he had a machine, so he stayed at my house, and he gives me this water to drink. And I have to say that instantly I was impressed by the fact that I could drink, a large glass of that water and not even feel any bloatedness or any, you know, sort of fullness, but it went straight down, and I liked the taste. It sort of had a velvety kind of flavor on my tongue, and I liked it, and I knew nothing about this, believe me. So as it evolved, I said, I want one of these things, and he said, well, buy a machine. And he told me it was $4,000, and I said, are you nuts? But I bought a machine. The rest is my own nature of having to investigate exactly what I'm doing. And I don't just buy anybody's sales pitch, but he was telling him about being acidic and alkaline. And I said, wait a minute, you know, the body's pH is 7.4. If you're 7.1, you've got a 90% chance of being dead, and if you're 7, you're dead. So, I mean, what's going on here? Anyway, over a number of weeks and months and some research, most of which turned out to be in the Japanese literature, I came to the conclusion that there is really something to that. Water is not water. I learned by researching that water can exist in a number of different conditions. We know it can be a gas. We know it can be a solid when it's ice. We know it can also exist in different molecular aggregations. That is, how many H2O molecules hang together as a unit within this whole suspension. And that can range from one to thousands. And lots of research has been done on that. It depends upon the temperature, the depth, and this and the other thing. But if you look at the human cell, the individual cell, which is the machinery that drives our energy, our metabolism, that makes us live, that makes us what we are, each individual cell has the same kind of function. It is immersed in a sea of water in which float all kinds of different things from mitochondria, DNA, RNA strands, and all that. And the amount of water within a cell is regulated by how much can diffuse into it. And I want to emphasize diffuse because there is no active transport mechanism for water. The water enters our cells through things called aquaporins. They are strands of opposing RNA that leave an opening for water that is always the same. It is thought that in some diseases that varies, but that gets us far afield. But suffice it to say, the holes are a certain size. And so the larger the aggregates of water are, the harder it is for them to pass through. The smaller they are, the easier they are. This brought up this concept of microclustering of ionized water. Well, ionized water microclustering has been shown to exist. It exists in nature for fleeting moments, and we're quite certain that under the pressure of an electric current, it exists in a measurable a size, which is measured by nuclear magnetic resonance, and it is shown to be in the aggregate of about 5 or 6 molecules versus 16 to 20 plus of regular water. So it stands to reason that when that type of water enters the cellular space, the extracellular space, and floats into the cell, more of it will be absorbed. That is the first gem of ionized water, increased absorption through fixed pores in the cell because of smaller size.
And so then, with, go with ahead. that
With that being said, then, you would also agree that nutrient utilization is more important than just nutrient consumption, even when we're talking about potentially the most important nutrient of all, which is water.
Absolutely. And it is interesting that some of these studies have been done where ionized water was placed in tissue cultures, and the cells plump right up. They suddenly get bigger. Why? More water is in them. And, you know, it's always fortuitous that when a solution is less concentrated, it functions better. And so that helps cellular metabolism. But the other and really, really important point is that the ionization of the minerals and so on that occur in regular drinking water, parenthetically, you cannot ionize pure H2O. In other words, you can't ionize distilled water because there are no minerals. It's inert. It's dead. But with minerals, this ionization produces, depending upon what part of the electrode and how much water there is, gives us either an acidic or an alkaline water. And the alkaline water has the ability to reverse acidosis. Acidosis is a condition any time our body pH shifts downward from 7.4 towards 7 or less. And this water can do this in an instant. And the studies are incontrovertible. You can render an animal model totally acidotic near the brink of death, and the ingestion of alkaline ionized water reverses that acidosis instantly. So this is a huge thing because, as you know far better than I, being a nutritionist, being in this business of performance and lactic acid metabolism and all of that, you know that we're constantly on the brink of acidosis. And many of the habits that modern society has, the Coca-Colas, the Gatorade, the Sani, and all these cute little waters, it's all nonsense. They're acidic. They're not good for you. Come along with a product that can reverse that or neutralize that, and you've gone a long way towards improving your health. Now, the last thing I'll mention is that the oxygen reduction potential, when you put an ORP probe, or oxygen reduction probe, into a glass of alkaline ionized water, you will find a negative number ranging anywhere from 300 to 800 millivolts. Now, antioxidants are widely regarded as being a wholesome and good thing for human life and for human nutrition because they can neutralize free radicals. Briefly, a free radical is an ion or a atom that has lost an electron and is now positively charged and is looking for an electron. And in that quest, when it attaches to cell membranes, can do major, major damage. This is our whole theory of atherogenesis, meaning how we develop plaques and arteries and then coronary disease, and plaques in the intestine and different intestinal diseases. And what happens is the free radicals reign supreme because they are not neutralized by electrons produced by donors, which are negatively charged and can donate an electron. And that's what the Kangen water antioxidant capacity is all about. The problem is that it is difficult to prove that inside the human being's body, inside the blood and the plasma. But that's a project I have undertaken. Don't know how long it's going to take me, but I know that I will be able to prove it. So I think I'll stop for now.
Well, I have no doubt that you'll be able to prove it, and I know you and I have had some discussions on a couple of other things that we're going to undertake, and it's just there's a lot of great things coming in the near future with things that you're working on And I look forward to working on those with you as well. So when we're talking about, and as I said at the very first, for 17 years, Doc, I focused on nutrient utilization, meaning the carbohydrates, the proteins, the fats, the foods that we were eating, and I didn't put much emphasis on potentially the most important nutrient of all, which is the water. And you're saying that we have this technology that provides three different extremely valuable benefits to the body, all of which can point towards changing that landscape of healthcare as we see it in America today. I mean, we would all agree that health is getting worse. There's more cancer, there's more diabetes, there's more joint degeneration, there's more cholesterol, there's more heart disease, and we truly have some tools and some principles that we can start shifting that around and heading back in the right direction. And I know that I believe that, and you believe that as well.
Well, absolutely. Let me say this. If you're going to ask me what I think the single worst calamity is facing our nation, facing Western Europe, civilization in general, it's one thing: malnutrition. And you're going to say, oh, my God, you know, the little starving kids all over the place. That's not what I mean. Malnutrition is bad nutrition, so that anybody who is obese is malnourished. They are protein calorie depleted and living in a sea of fat cells, which doesn't do them any good. And this is a disease of society. We're being supersized. Hey, I weigh too much. I know that. But I'm saying that this has gotten to be so bad that, you know, one in six kids is obese. I mean, dangerously so. Diabetes is on the rise, not because of genetics, because of type 2 diabetes, which is somewhat like gestational diabetes. Your pancreas just can't crank out the insulin anymore to satisfy the demand from your periphery, namely for the neutralizing the sugar and all the nutrients that you're ingesting far to excess. I was once involved in a study. I used to do these bypass operations for fat people. And I gave that up for a variety of reasons, but I was involved in a study where people were secretly photographed at MIT, as a matter of fact, and these folk were left to their own devices to eat. And some of these folks would eat 20,000 calories a day. And this is the worst thing, where health deteriorates. You get coronary artery disease. You get broken hips. You get degenerative joint disease. You get all of these things that destroy the longevity and the quality of life. And I think what you're doing, and what I hope to also do, is to really focus on the fact you don't need to be supersized to be happy. What you need is to be well hydrated and properly have the nutrient utilization, because then you don't need 4 pounds of it. A half a pound will get you the biggest bang for your buck.
Well, that is so true, and that brings us right into our next topic. And any of you that have heard me speak, or any of my CDs or books or DVDs, one of the things that I say, and Dr. Filter, it goes right in line with what you just said, and that is that I believe we're a country that is undernourished. And people say, what do you mean undernourished? We eat more food than anybody. I believe that we are overfed and undernourished. We eat more than we should, and we're undernourished because not only the empty calories that we're eating, but even the healthy foods that we're eating, if those foods can't be digested, broken down into a recognizable, usable form of nutrients, it cannot be burned. And when we go right back to the very definition of metabolism, the burning of nutrients by which energy is created, those nutrients cannot be burned until they are digested. And the only way that we can increase the digestion of nutrients that we are consuming is with the ingestion of supplemental enzymes, which is what I've specialized in for 20 years at Core Health Products. and proper intake of hydration and then balancing that pH, which so often people forget the power of enzymes in the balancing of the pH for the good healthy flora to proliferate throughout the entire body. So alkaline water and digestive enzymes, probiotics, they all support each other and go hand in hand. Would you agree?
Yes, I would totally. And I kind of like what you just said, that the excess of what we eat cannot be burnt. And what happens to it? It becomes stored. Because that is our primitive or original adaptive mechanism. You know, like the bear stores the fat in the periphery for the winter so he can hibernate. And we are, you know, we are no different. We're a mammalian species. And so the stuff that we can't metabolize and burn as fuel, we store. And guess where we store it? We store it in our butts and our bellies and every place else.
That's exactly right, and that's why Dr. Edward Howell, who wrote Enzyme Nutrition, and even Dr. Shinya referenced it a little bit in the Enzyme Factor book, and that is that for all fats, whether it be body fat or fat in the form of cholesterol or fat in the form of plaque, for all fats to be burned, there has to be a very specific enzyme called lipase, which I know you're very familiar with. And that enzyme we're only going to get when we're consuming raw forms of fat. And that's really why you take the people of like the Eskimos. They had one of the lowest risks of heart disease of any group of people on the face of the earth, yet they ate higher consumption of fat than any other group. The difference in the fat they consumed and the fats we and the rest of the Western society consume is they consumed it raw, so it had that lipase enzyme. We consume it cooked or processed. So those fats come into the body. The body looks at it and says, I can't burn that because it's not digested. Now, in that scenario, the body has to compensate, producing from the pancreas excessive enzymes, and that's one of the causes of, as you were saying earlier, pancreas not being able to keep up with the work from insulin, so we have the type 2 diabetes. And then undigested food, not just fat, how acidic does that become? Can you address that, how undigested food is as acidifying as many of the waters and acidic drinks we consume?
Well, because in addition to enzymatic digestion, which is good, there is a symbiosis in which we live in with bacteria and other organisms within our digestive tract that can break down these nutrients and actually produce toxins. And these toxins are then sent into your liver, and these are acidic toxins. And these, in the process of being metabolized and detoxified by your liver, cause us to have issues with our pH because they produce an overwhelming amount of acid. If you're asking which your most wonderful organ in the body is, it isn't your heart. It's the liver. It keeps on ticking and it takes a licking because it detoxifies those things when you've overeaten, drank too much, and did all of those things that are produced in your gastrointestinal tract away from enzymatic normal digestion by, I guess you can call it, putrefaction.
Yeah. And that putrefaction is extremely acidic. It causes that massive influx of acidity. And that's why I try and teach so much. I mean, as you know, Doc, and everybody on this call, I want to make it very clear that I am a huge, huge proponent of alkaline water, of Kangen water. It is vitally important, but there are also other pieces of that puzzle, and enzymes in their supplemental form, if you're not going to eat all raw fruits and vegetables all day, they must be supplemented on a daily basis to assist in that balancing of the pH, digestion of the food, increased of metabolic function. And again, that's what we specialize in at Core Health Products. In fact, any of you that go to corehealthproducts.com, right on the front page there, we have our latest blog that talks about how do we reduce fat with enzymes and alkaline water. On that front page, I'll also say you can sign up for our weekly newsletter so you always know the new stuff that's coming out and guest speakers. But that's what we specialize in, Doc, and it's been such a relief to have a new piece of that puzzle with the alkaline water technology that we have. The Kangen water fits perfectly into our philosophy of increasing the utilization of all the nutrients that we consume. And I know you consume the Core Health Pack, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I have my entire staff at my wound care center. I bring a box, and they just help themselves. the thing that I just wanted to say is that I'm an old German, and I like my wine, and I like my food, and all of what we're talking about is totally compatible with what I call a diet that is healthful. I don't like extremes. I mean, when somebody says to me that the only way to live is on a vegan diet, I'd probably shoot myself. However, having said that, there are so many good things that each discipline brings that we can take those things and with the help of the protection of an alkaline water, you know, we can eat some of these things that other people might say, well, they're not so great and what have you. But we can have a good and better quality of life without having, you know, to eat raw nuts and chew the leaves off the tree. I totally agree with you. We need to change our awareness of our nutrition. And I can only say that the greatest advice I ever got was, Doc, when you go shopping in the grocery store, never go through the aisles. Only go in the periphery. What do they got there? They got fresh meat. They got fresh produce. They got fresh fruit. They got, things that are organic or not, but whatever. And if you stick to that, you're going to pretty much satisfy any need that your body has.
So very true. Doc, let's address one other topic that I know is a hot topic out there real quickly, and that is, we touched on it very briefly, but that lactic and uric acid production that we're seeing really running rampant out there. Both lactic and or uric acid is produced whenever the body is put into a stressful situation, whether that be an accident, an injury, whether that be physical output of working in the garden or playing a football game, or whether that be sitting at your desk all day long and you tightening up your muscles and tensing up, and stress causes that production of both lactic and or uric acid, and as well as undigested foods. But I've been able to address that very effectively with proteolytic enzymes, but those, if you would incorporate the proteolytic enzymes that reduce lactic and uric acid or neutralize it, and then also, and I know that's one of the things you and I are working on with some professional athletes, is if we can reduce that lactic acid for a longer period of time, we're going to see significant increases in our overall health. Agreed?
Absolutely. Absolutely agreed. I think, you know, lactic acid is a necessary thing of, metabolism, specifically oxidative phosphorylation, which is our normal type, cell. That's what it does. A cancer cell does something different. But that is a normal product, and it gets neutralized by reducing the stress and then metabolizing glucose and so on to get back to a normal pH. By being able to neutralize the lactic acid right there and then with an alkaline product, you save a lot of steps and you restore the balance of the cell to normal more rapidly. Yeah.
Let me ask you one last thing. Would you say that good supplemental broad spectrum enzymes are alkalizing?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
They're alkalizing because they take that piece, a chunk of meat that's just resulted in a huge influx of hydrochloric acid from your stomach, right? Because the meat is the biggest stimulus to make acid there is. And those enzymes go to work, and they break that down into something that is of a pH that's alkaline and now can be absorbed effectively and not cause this huge insulin response, you see?
Yes, sir. And that's exactly what I was looking for, and at this point we'll reiterate that good supplemental enzyme supplementation is vitally important to go along with that water, and that's exactly what Core Health Products does, and that's why you and your staff and family members and many of you on this call have chosen to supplement those our broad spectrum enzymes, whether it be from our digestive health product, which also has the probiotics in it, or from our Core Health Pack, which incorporates all of your enzymes, your probiotics, your vitamins, your minerals, and everything. And then the joint health, that one addresses that lactic and uric acid. That joint health, Dr. Filser, along with the alkaline water, has done things with professional athletes that has never been seen before. In fact, today I was at one of the professional athletes' homes that is here in Arizona, and we were hooking up a machine, and while I was there talking with him, as we were going over the lactic acid talk, I was going over that with him, his trainer called to check up on him, and we got to talking more about that, and they're looking at doing a lot more with this, with not only the alkaline water, but also the proteolytic enzyme count within that joint health product. So anybody with uric acid, lactic acid, gout, arthritis, fibromyalgia, any lactic acid buildup, that joint health is a perfect fit for them there. So, well, Doc, we're kind of at the end of our time here. I know your time is valuable. I said we'd keep it right around 40 minutes. I'd like to give you the last word if there's anything in particular that you'd like to leave the listeners with, and then I'll announce what our specials are for tonight, and we'll close it out.
Well, I will say I'll try to be very brief, and basically I am personally convinced that alkaline water is a great adjunct to one's good health and wellness. But I don't want any of you to forget. Another thing that makes us healthy and well is to be at peace with oneself, to, you know, thank the Creator and love each other.
I love that, and that sounds just about like you. You are a one loving individual. I've always enjoyed my time with you, and I know that I speak on behalf of most of the people on this call. We truly do love and appreciate you and your time spent in helping us through this, you know, through this time we call life of trying to find some health and vitality. So thank you so much for your time tonight, Doc.
Be well.
Well, folks, that was a special treat for everybody. That's one of the most educated men I've ever known in my life, as humble as can be, and to have him on a call like this, not only talking about the importance of alkaline water, but also giving an endorsement and actively using the Core Health products. It truly is humbling. Tonight we had callers on. I just looked a minute ago. Australia. We actually even had callers from Africa. We're truly touching lives. I know that our mission statement, which is to enhance and enrich that quality of life for millions of people worldwide, is something that we are doing. And I'm going to continue to ask each of you for your help. You can go to our website at corehealthproducts.com, and right on the front page there we have all of our blogs. We try and educate under the product section. We have videos. I keep all of my videos under 3 minutes. So there's a whole list of about 30 different short videos, 3 minutes and under, that talk about what are whole food vitamins, what is alkaline water, what are enzymes, what are probiotics, how do they work. All of those are on there from the educational perspective. On that front page of our website, There's also a section where you can sign up for our weekly newsletter. Every week we send out emails to people with education and research and upcoming events. I and my team do events all across the country on alkaline water and also core health products, enzymes, probiotics, and how they work synergistically together. So I would invite you and even ask you to go to our website and sign up for that weekly newsletter so we can stay in touch with you. To close it out, as we always do on every call, we give a special for all of you that are on the call. You have until midnight tonight to take advantage of this. We wanted to make something kind of special for those of you on the call, and that is this. I know that many of you are on here that are very familiar with alkaline water, with Kangen water. And so often I get people that call and ask me, well, do you have a PowerPoint presentation, and how do I get it, and what information is there? What we're doing is I've got various CDs and DVDs, but if you go to the website at corehealthproducts.com and you go through, find the products that you want, as you're going through that process, you will come to a coupon code section. In that coupon code, if you are ordering one or two products, then you will want to put in that coupon code KANGEN1. That's KANGEN with just the number one. And what that will give you is we will ship in all of those orders the first CD that I ever did. It's the very basics of how alkaline water works, what is ORP. It's a great, it talks about my story with the New York Yankees and the teams that we work with and teams that we service. Core Health Products now works with over 20 Major League Baseball teams and many NFL and so on and so forth. But we'll include that CD in there. But then any and all orders over $100 tonight, they're going to get free shipping, plus they're going to get our Health and Hydration DVD, which is about a 2 hour, it's an hour and 40 minute presentation with my PowerPoint. It's a full water demonstration. It talks about the ORP, the pH, it talks about microclustering. I do a full demo on there. The PowerPoint presentation is included with that, in that DVD. And then the last hour is on core health products and what are whole food vitamins and how are chelated minerals and all of those different than anything else. As you're going through the ordering process, if you're ordering $100 or more, you can put on the coupon in the coupon code section, KANGEN with the number 2. That's KANGEN with the number 2, and you will get free shipping and a free Health and Hydration DVD, which we shall sell at all the shows at a show special of $20. So it's a great value. You have access to it. You can share that with friends and family. It's a great piece to market both Kangen water as well as the Core Health products. I invite you all again to go to the website, corehealthproducts.com, our blog, sign up for our weekly newsletter. It's an honor and a pleasure to have each of you be on these calls with us. I always appreciate our guests. Dr. Filzer, especially tonight, thank you for taking your time. Thanks to all of you out in the field that took your time to listen to the call, supporting us here at Core Health Products. Any questions that you might have, any suggestions for upcoming conference calls, you can email us at info, that's I-N-F-O, at corehealthproducts.com. Info at corehealthproducts.com. Folks, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you all at the various events out there in the field. We look forward to meeting you. Have a great night. God bless, and we'll see you later.